Hi, this is Wade with Let the Bird Fly, a podcast about living freely in a world given back to us, here for another Winging It session and another book review, this time about a book I very much enjoyed, Martin Luther's Theology of Beauty, a reappraisal. And the title might strike you in a couple ways. A, you might never have thought about Martin Luther having a theology of beauty. We think of Luther and theology and a lot of other words following that, but not necessarily a theology of beauty. And then secondly, you might think a reappraisal. I didn't know there was ever an appraisal to begin with. The book is by Mark C. Mattis, who has written a number of very helpful books on Luther and on Lutheran theology. And I have to say, when I first got this one, and I was very excited to get it because I always enjoy the writings of Mark Mattis, I had bought the book and was looking forward to reading it. And then I ended up getting another copy as well from the publishing house. And I was able to give away my first copy to someone who I think will very much enjoy it, a friend of the show. But Martin Luther's Theology of Beauty by Mark Mattis is really just, I think, a wonderful and an extremely impressive book in the breadth of what it covers. It just brings in so much and distills it into this area of Luther's theology of beauty, from the philosophy that influenced him, nominalism and realism and things like this, to preaching, to art, to music. Mattis brings together all sorts of things and does so in a way that I think is about as accessible as it can be made. I will say, if you are not familiar with philosophy at all, if you're not familiar with Luther at all, you're going to want to give this at least two or three go-throughs before you're really going to get everything in it. I will say, as someone who is fairly familiar with a lot of this stuff, there's sections that I've already read through twice and appreciated both times through, but found them, just so packed that it's worth going back through. Mattis just has a way. He takes very difficult concepts, and especially just early on when he's wrestling with Luther and nominalism and Occam and things like this, things that I've wondered about for a long time and I've always kind of struggled to wrap my head around successfully. He puts them in a way that gave me perspective and insight that I'd struggled to find myself before and other authors had not been able to provide. But the fact is that he roots Luther's theology of beauty in ways that are easily applied to us today still. This is not just a study of the past, but it shows what we should still appreciate about beauty as Christians and especially as Lutherans today. And that is wrestles with, as I mentioned earlier, a number of different topics. His Luther's use of philosophy, Luther on goodness, Luther, the early Luther on beauty. I'm just going through chapters now. The mature Luther on beauty. Luther on the theology and beauty of music. I found that to be especially enjoyable. I was never one who learned to read music well, but I've always appreciated good music and listening to something well-crafted. And so that was helpful to me. Luther on visual imaging. And I think this was extremely interesting too, as I don't think it's something that people always appreciate as much as they ought. And it's come out in some other books that have come out recently too. But something that, I think that people with an interest in art or other backgrounds or just preachers who are wondering about visuals would find extremely helpful. Luther and Nouvelle Theologie. This is French. I'm not even going to try to say it very well. And Luther for a contemporary theology of beauty. And throughout here, he'll also get into preaching and things of that nature. He closes with beauty and preaching. But it's not very often that you read a book about Luther and you go, you know, I don't think someone's really done exactly that before, or here's a new angle or a new insight. There's another book I'll be reviewing soon that I really like that I think has done this with Luther too. But I think Mattis really deserves credit for writing a book that's not contrived, having a thesis that's not forced to try to be original or anything like that. But taking a look at the actual Luther and Luther's actual thought and his take on beauty in a way that's very faithful to the sources, but also in a way that just brings out things that I don't think others have brought out that much of before, and brings it out in a way that people with interest in music and art, preachers, philosophers, just so many branches of the humanities, or just general human interest, can glean something from. I see this as being a book that I could have a student who's interested in a certain topic or take on Luther from my Luther class or History of the Reformations, and I could point and say, maybe not take the whole thing on, because I think it might be a bit much in its totality for an undergrad student, especially if they're not familiar with philosophy. But here's a chapter that you should really engage with. And that's what I think is the strength, is the chapters cover so much and they tie together well, but there's just a little bit of everything for a lot of different people in it. And I think that also shows us something about Luther, for a man who, you know, spent most of his life within, you know, not too many miles of one location, and whose education took place largely, you know, in Erfurt, in Wittenberg professionally, and then even earlier, you know, not across a broad geographical spectrum. How fascinating it is that he appreciated as much as he did, but also became familiar with it in a sense enough to be able to contribute, to be able to have a take that's worth writing a book on. And so I highly recommend Mark Mattis, Martin Luther's Theology of Beauty. I don't want to get into too many details of too many chapters, because as I mentioned, he really unpacks difficult concepts in a very impressive way. And I think if I went down one rabbit hole too deep, or if I tried to go down a rabbit hole, I would end up too deep down it, and I would only confuse and do a disservice to the book. But I will say, if you've ever wrestled with Luther and philosophy and what influenced Luther and his theology from a philosophical aspect, and I have some friends who are interested in this and doing grad work in this even, or have done grad work, I'm just really impressed with how Mattis boils some of this down. Shows how Luther could be eclectic, yet at the same time was very much influenced by different schools. And not in a way that he's trying to force Luther into one school or category, but in a way that just says, this is what Luther said about himself, or this is what Luther wrote. And so this shows how, you know, philosopher A or school of thought B influenced him. That particularly for me, it just stood out as something that I gained a lot from. And there's a lot of books on Luther that I'll read, and I'm reading them to get, okay, what's this author's general take? Or, you know, is there any new research in here that I wasn't aware of? But seldom am I going to a Luther book to really have my perspective, if not changed, at least refined to a surprising extent. And I think that Mattis did that. And as someone who does Luther research and does Reformation research, I just can't stress how difficult that is to accomplish or to do. As far as criticisms of the book, I don't really have a lot. I will just say, as I mentioned earlier, even I think pastors are going to have to read some sections twice, or go through slowly and maybe even Google some stuff or get on Wikipedia. And that's not a knock, and that's not because of Mattis' prose or because of how he's distilling stuff. It's because he is, to his credit, taking on some fairly complicated topics, and I think he does it well. But I do think, just as someone who appreciates the early Luther and is doing more work with that, it really is worth it for pastors, for those in academia, and even for theologically astute lay people to kind of get a sense for these things that are going into Luther's take, the early Luther, that shaped how he is coming at the word, how he's forming his opinions, the philosophy and the theology that fed into that. And I think then what follows, the book does get easier as it goes. You'll have less words or concepts to look up as it goes. And it really does, honestly, it just gets enjoyable too. As you know, for our podcast, Let the Bird Fly, we're all about living freely in a world given back to us. That is, that as sinners who've been put to death by the law and then raised by the gospel, that the world is given back to us as gift. And how wonderful to be reminded of Luther's appreciation for music and for art and for good preaching, not just good preaching and its content, but just good preaching. The ways that we communicate to each other visually through song and speech, to be reminded how Luther could delight in those things and how we ought to as well. At least I hope we do. So I don't want to go too long on this, but I highly recommend Mark Mattis, Martin Luther's Theology of Beauty, A Reappraisal, especially for pastors, for people in academia, but for lay people willing to put in the work too. It comes with an impressive array of people who have endorsed the book and written very good blurbs on it, which doesn't include me because it's that impressive of an array. So I am not shilling anything. This is just something that I've been struck by and really enjoyed making my way through. So consider picking it up. Thank you to Mark Mattis for a wonderful contribution to Lutheran scholarship. And I really hope, I think this is one where you go through the footnotes, someone reads through the book, and more will come of this. Hopefully future students will pick this up and do more work. So, you know, I guess I don't know how to wrap it up well, but consider taking a look. And even if you don't, someone will, and I think some good will come of it. But I recommend the book. I hope some people will check it out. And I think it really fits the purpose of our podcast well. So in the end, I hope all of us, like Luther, who could appreciate the gifts of this world and how they can be brought into service to our Lord, will all continue to let the bird fly.
Every evening when the sun goes down, get with my party and I begin to cry. I don't care what the people are thinking, I'm not drunk, I'm just a drinker. I set them up another round, I'll set them up another round, I'll set them up another round. One more round won't get me down. Don't care.